Demonstrations. Business activities along the busy Embu-Meru Highway came to a halt on Saturday as hundreds of Muguka traders and farmers took to the streets to protest the ban on the sale of Muguka, cat, by Mombasa and Kilifi counties. The demonstrators, who decried the move as devastating to their livelihoods, blocked the highway within Runyenja's town, causing massive traffic jams and disrupting daily commerce. Police were forced to lob tear gas canisters to disperse the angry mob that has started barricading the road with stone and burning tires to allow smooth flow of traffic. The decision to ban mira, a herbal stimulant crop widely cultivated in the region, was announced by the county governments of Mombasa and Kilifi this week, citing health concerns and increasing social problems associated with its consumption. However, the traders and farmers argued that the ban was abrupt and lacked consultation with stakeholders who depend on Muguka for their income. "We were not given a chance to present our views. The authorities just made this decision without considering how it would affect thousands of families who rely on this trade," lamented Gibson Kariuki, who is a prominent Muguka trader from Runyenjis. Muguka traders and farmers hold demonstrations in Runyenjis town, Embu County. The protesters, carrying placards and chanting slogans, called for an immediate reversal of the ban. They argued that Muguka is a major economic driver in the region, supporting numerous auxiliary businesses, from transport to retail. The farmers explained that the cultivation of Muguka is not just a business, but a way of life for many in the area. "This crop has been our lifeline for generations. It's what pays for our children's education, our medical bills, and puts food on our tables," said an agitated farmer, Samuel Gatonga. Long-distance travelers were stranded for hours as vehicles were unable to navigate the blocked highway. The ripple effect was evident in the supply chain, with perishable goods stuck in transit and deliveries delayed. Lobbyist Mwaniki Kiringacha read malice in the ban, alleging that it was hatched to protect hard drugs business at the coast that had been dealt a blow by Muguka. Embu Senator Alexander Mundigi said he had already engaged lawyers who will on Monday push for orders to be issued by court lifting the ban to allow business to resume as they seek other avenues of addressing the crisis.